This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You might be aware that the Great Lakes region is a major migratory bird flyway. What you might not know is that hundreds of millions of those birds will die because they crash into windows. Not just those that might hit your picture window, for instance, but those that fly full speed into skyscraper windows. There's been a movement for some time to help reduce that problem, and with us now is Sarah Redding. She's the Vice President of Conservation at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. I understand when you constructed the Nature's Way preschool, you worked to reduce bird strikes by using a different type of glass.
Yes, we did. The building is located at the edge of the woods. Even in our current interpretive center, we have other methods we've used because our building was built in the 60s to try to keep that number down as well or to eliminate it. And so we thought as we're building this that not only could we be a model, of course, but also, you know, that we needed to do this because of the location particularly.
Because it's at the edge of the woods, you might be expecting more bird strikes there.
Correct. Because what happens is because of the glass, the reflective part of the glass, as well as the transparency, it confuses the birds.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why do birds fly into windows? It seems pretty clear to us that maybe you shouldn't do that, but the thing that they see clearly is straight through the window or a reflection, right?
More so the reflection part of it, so they're flying into the sky because it's reflecting off the window looking like the sky, or they're flying toward the woods. You know, that's one of the reasons that they hit the windows, because they just think they're going continuing through the sky, and they don't think about it. You know, they don't have that thought process, I guess.
How is the glass you're using different from typical window glass?
This glass works on the principles of that birds can see UV, and we don't see that. And so it has a striped vertical pattern in the glass itself of UV, so they can see that as they go, and it breaks up the sky.
So you're saying it reflects ultraviolet light. That's what you're saying.
Correct, yeah, ultraviolet light that it's reflecting. So they can see that. We can't. And so it has these vertical ultraviolet lines that go through the glass itself. Then it breaks up that landscape or the sky itself.
How does it seem to be working?
It works great. We've had, you know, no strikes at all, so it's really been successful. Here at our center, we use a mesh over our glass because we've had that same problem, which has eliminated the injuries to birds. They might still hit the window, but it stops them, you know, hits the screen before it hits the window itself.
So they bounce off instead of...
Right, exactly.
If you can't afford to replace your windows, what might be some alternatives to reduce bird strikes?
When people ask us this question, they still want to be able to see out of a clear pane window, and they don't want any obstructions. So what we recommend, like we use this plastic mesh, it's hard to see. I mean, you can see it still. And so people don't like that because they want to see a clear view of nature or a clear view out of their window. So we say put the mesh on because it's probably the least obtrusive to looking out the window and being, you know, obvious that we're looking through a mesh. People put streamers. We've done another project where we've actually put fish line in vertical lines to, again, break up that landscape or the sky view. There's ways of using the material that people use on their car when their kids are at a football game and they want them to win and they write all over it. There's actually a liquid that they use that is the ultraviolet dots, and you have to make a matrix across your whole window with these little dots. The liquid's pretty good. You still see it. And there are decals you can put the pattern on, too. But then again, that's putting a lot of decals on your window. So that's why this glass is the perfect thing, because unless you look at it in a certain angle, you look out and you don't notice it. And they make a number of different kinds of this glass. So some of it can be a transparent glass. You can have it as a tinted glass. So there's a bunch of different, you know, types that they offer. And they also looked at, you know, energy efficiency, transparency, and then the visibility for the birds. So they kind of did the balance of all those three things.
The other thing I read about is either keep your bird feeders really close to the glass or really far away from the glass.
Yes, thank you. I was going to bring that up. You need to get them as close to the window as you can, because when a bird takes off, think about it, they're not going as fast as they take off. But when they take off from a 2 feet or 3 feet, they've already gotten some momentum and they hit that window and then they hit their head, and then that's, you know, they become damaged and die.
Right. Sarah Redding is with the Kalamazoo Nature Center, where they installed glass that reflects UV rays in a way that tells birds, hey, there's something in the way. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.